愿大家平安。
May peace to all brothers and sisters。
今天下午跟大家一起来学习结婚的三条路。
This afternoon we'd like to study the three paths to marriage。
我们当中有一些青年。
Among us are some youth。
如果你很想结婚怎么办？
If you really want to get married, what should you do?
有三条路可以走。
There's three ways you can take.
那我们也有一些父母。
And there are some parents among us.
我们关心自己的子女的结婚。
We also concern very much about the marriage life.
那到底怎么办？
Of our children, so what should we do?
有三条路让我们来走。
There are three ways for us to follow.
第一条路。
The very first way.
请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第二章
Genesis chapter 2
22节
Verse 22
创世纪第二章二十二节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 22 Then the Lord God made woman from the rib he had taken out of the man and he brought her to the man
二十三节
Verse 23 The man said This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my fleshShe shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man.
这是亚当结婚呢。
This is the marriage of Adam.
到底亚当怎么结婚？
And so how was Adam married?
二十一节说，神使他沉睡。
In verse 21, it says the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep.
沉睡就是说没有感觉了。
And so when
he 就睡着了。
Deep sleep, that means there is no senses. He didn't know what was going on.
那睡醒了，怎么夏娃就站在面前？
But when he awoke, Eve was right there in front of him.
结果他看，哇，这就是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
As soon as he met her, he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
就结婚了。
And then they got married.
就是这么简单。
And that was how they got married. It was so simple.
所以，如果你想要结婚有一条很简单的方法。
And so, if you really want to get married, it is a very simple way.
就是让神来为你预备。
It is to wait for God's preparation for you.
有时候我们常常想我们想要结婚找不到对象，谁最着急呀？
And sometimes when we can't find the right candidate to marry, who's the person who's most nervous?
有的是当事人很着急。
The people who are concerned are the most worried.
大家都结婚，只剩我一个。
It is the person himself who has not yet married. Everyone else has already married except me.
有一个压力。
And so there is a pressure.
那有一另外一个会着急就是父母。
And the second party that will be most concerned will be your parents.
子女不结婚，父母很着急。
And if the children are not married, the parents get very worried.
其实如果从圣经来讲神最着急。
But actually, according to the Bible, the person who should be most worried is God himself.
所以你看十八节。
And so we see in verse 18.
神说那人独居不好。
The Lord God said it is not good for the man to be alone.
其实神就是我们的父啊。
God is indeed our father.
圣经也这样讲。
And that is what the Bible tells us.
所以他很爱我们。
So he loves us very much.
我们的问题就是他的问题。
Our problems are his personal problems.
所以如果我们的独居不好单身不好找不到对象不好，最着急是神。
And so, if we can't find a suitable candidate, and if we're alone, and that is not good in the eyes of God, then God will be anxious for us.
那神怎么替他造那个女人呢？
And so, we can see how did God create this woman?
预备那个女人呢？
How did God provide for Adam?
他就亚当沉睡了。
First, he made Adam to fall into a deep sleep.
这个沉睡就是表示说，不是亚当自己去努力找来的。
And this deep sleep represents that Adam made no effort on his own to find someone for himself.
你睡觉你怎么去找？
How can you find someone if you're in deep sleep?
那奇妙就是在这里，睡醒了就有。
And so this is the miracle. Once he awoke, there she was.
所以有时候我们常常想我们把那个神迹都解释说，车子撞不死，大难不死，死人复活。
And so sometimes we look at miracles and we say, oh, that's from surviving accidents or resurrection from the dead.
亚当结婚就是神迹啊。
But actually, when Adam got married, that was in itself a miracle.
睡醒一看就有了。
Once he awoke, there was his partner.
这个就是神迹啊。
This is miracle.
所以第一个要我们的结婚，我们子女结婚第一个就是让神来做主吧。
And so the first thing we must remember in a principle is to let God be our Lord in this marriage matter.
但是要有亚当这种经验呢，是有条件的。
But in order to experience the same thing that Adam experienced, we must meet some criteria.
是什么条件？
What criteria should we meet?
第一个，你必须在伊甸园里面。
First, you must be in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是什么？
What does the Garden of Eden represent?
在神的国里面。
It means to reside in the kingdom of heaven.
也就是在教会里面。
And it is to reside in this church.
那这个在教会，在神的国里面，不是说我礼拜六都有来呀，但是为什么神没有有预备呢？
It doesn't mean that just because you come to church every Sabbath, that means that you are remaining in the kingdom of God.
在伊甸园里面，就是说，在我们的心，我们整个心呢，是在神的国里面。
To be in the Garden of Eden, it means that our heart is steeped within the heaven of God.
那他们在伊甸园做什么？
And so what did they do in the Garden of Eden?
如果我们第三章就可以看到，他们神常常在伊甸园走动啊，就是跟神很亲啊。
We can see that in the Garden of Eden, they often commune with the Lord.
我们知道人跟人有感情。
We know that among people, we have emotions and relationships.
人跟神也有感情。
We also have a relationship with God.
所以圣经说亚伯兰是神的朋友。
And so the Bible describes that Abraham to be a friend of God.
那神要废掉那个索多玛城。
And so when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
说我怎么可以把这个事情隐瞒不告诉亚伯兰？这就不够朋友啊。
And so God said, "How could I keep this matter away from Abraham, my friend?"
就是有感情，所以要灭掉索多玛，要先告诉亚伯兰，因为亚伯兰的侄儿住在里面。
And so there was affection from God to Abraham. So God felt it was necessary to let Abraham know.
所以如果要神来预备我们跟神要有感情啊。
And so if we want God to prepare our marriage partner for us, we need to have a relationship with God.
也平常也没有聚会，也没有在亲近神，整个头脑、整个理想都是世界上。
And so if you don't often attend services, you don't often communicate with God, and in your heart is filled with the world, then you are far from God.
那这样的话，要让神来帮我们解决婚姻是很难的。
And so it'll be very difficult for us to ask God to arrange our marriage for us.
因为我们在观念上知道有神，我们生活当中神并不是跟我们很亲的。
And so even though in concept we know that God exists, but in our daily lives we do not draw near to Him.
所以如果我们跟神很亲。
And so if we're very close to God.
我活在伊甸园里面。
And we live in the Garden of Eden.
那神看我们独居不好。
Then God will see that it is indeed not good for us to live alone.
好像看这个亚当独居不好。
Just as God observed with Adam.
所以十八节说，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And so here God promises, I will make a helper suitable for him.
所以神就要做工了。
And so God starts to work.
所以要在主里结婚，其实也不是这么困难。
And so to be able to marry within the Lord, it is not difficult at all.
如果神做工，还有什么困难？
If God starts to work, how could anything be difficult for him?
所以亚当醒来，夏娃就在前面了。
And so when Adam woke up, there was Eve.
因此我们也听过很多的见证。
And so we hear many testimonies regarding this.
好像找来找去都没有一个弟兄。
For example,
或一个姐妹。
A person may be looking for a brother or sister. After a long time of searching, they have not found a suitable spouse.
那就是神就安排很奇妙的方法。
And through really miraculous means, God has arranged someone for them.
那有的就安排从国外来这边留学，亚当就出现了，夏娃就出现了。
And so sometimes God arranges for that other partner to come and study in the United States.
那有的就是。出信的，那慕道者到后面来受洗啊。
And so the Adam and Eve appear before them. And the second way is sometimes God brings new truth seekers to believe.
夏娃就出现了，亚当就出现了。
And then Adam and Eve also appear in that way.
那有的是工作因为工作的改变就搬家，就在前面了。
And so sometimes God make us change careers or jobs, and then we move to a different location and meet our other half.
所以如果神要帮我们解决实在是很简单不是困难的。
So if God is with us, there is nothing that is impossible for Him.
但是要的条件就是住在伊甸园，要跟神很相亲。
But the requirement is that we must live in the Garden of Eden and be very close to God.
但是我们仔细看它这个婚姻里面也是有条件的。
And so we can see several factors for a successful marriage.
啊, 这个表示我们要让神来预备哦，我们是要有条件。
And so what are these requirements before we can prerequisites?
第一个，神所预备这个夏娃是在伊甸园里面。
First of all, Eve was prepared in the Garden of Eden.
哦，所以我们本身要有一个基本的观念，就是在主里结婚。
So the first thing we must remember is that we must resolve to marry in the Lord.
啊，有这样的心呢、啊。来得到神的喜悦。
And so if we have this heart, then we will please the Lord.
哦，就是要尊神为大。
We must magnify God in our
lives. 在主里结婚就是尊神为大。
And so we marry within the Lord, we're respecting and honoring God.
那你心里尊神为大，那我们神才会动工啊。
If we honor God with our lives, then God will work in our lives.
有时候我们是理想太高，到处找不到，连外邦也在找，这个就很难。
And sometimes if we set our ideals too high, then we'll try to search for our spouse in the Gentile world, and that is not right.
所以我们在这个第二章里面、哦、看到三个条件。
And so we can see three prerequisites for a good marriage.
第一个条件就是在伊甸园里面。
And first is to search within the Garden of Eden.
以现在来讲就是相同的信仰。
Which means to have the common faith in the same church.
那第二个条件
And the second prerequisite
23节
And verse 23
那人说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
The man said this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh
就是说、哦、神所配合的一定会让你有一个感觉
And so the one that God has arranged for you you will feel something、
哦、这个感觉不是、弟兄姐妹的感觉因为弟兄姐妹是很纯的这个是、哦、基督的爱
So it is not the same as the love among brothers and sisters, which is a very pure love.
哦，而且这个感觉就是骨中的骨，肉中的肉，就有夫妻的感觉。
But this feeling is more than that. It would be a feeling of husband and wife.
啊，这是第二个条件。
And this should be the second prerequisite.
所以神不会安排一个人哦，啊，如果我都交托神，会不会安排一个我很不喜欢的这样结婚一辈子？那我不是很难过吗？不会的。
So would God arrange as someone that we just can't stand to live with for the rest of our lives? No, God would not find someone like that.
因为神就是父亲呢。
Because God is our Father.
所以神不会做这样的事情。
And so God would not find someone that's displeasing to us.
既然夏娃是神造的，所以带到神把他带到亚当之前，亚当一看就有这个感觉。
And so when Eve appeared before Adam, Adam had this feeling in his heart.
哦，这是第二个条件。
And so this is the second prerequisite.
那第三个条件。
And what is the third prerequisite?
我们看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，两个成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they'll become one flesh.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是离开父母，不是说真的就不能跟父母住在一起，要搬家了。
It doesn't mean that you can't live with your parents anymore. You must move out of the house of your parents.
其实能够三代同堂啊，过得很和睦、很和谐啊，这个也是神的荣耀。
Actually, it would be a glory to God if three generations can dwell in the same household together.
但是要离开父母，就是表示成熟，能够成熟独立。
To be able to depart from father and mother means that you are mature enough and independent enough to be able to marry.
那这个成熟独立包括灵魂体。
And this maturity is also included in our soul and physical aspects and spirit as well.
我们出生的时候，父母负100%的责任。
So once we were born, our parents had to take full responsibility for us.
父母在栽培我们的过程，就责任越来越少。
And then as our parents raise us up, their responsibility start to decrease.
那到最后，我们能够100%自己负责，这个叫做独立。
Until the point that we are fully capable of taking control of ourselves, full charge.
所以从圣经看起来，如果我们要神来替我们安排，你只有三个条件。
So then we'll be mature. So according to the Bible, there's just three criteria for God to work in our lives.
第一个要在神的国里面。
To arrange for us. So the first one is to find it within the Garden of Eden.
第二个，你看起来有夫妻的感觉。
And second one is to have that feeling of a husband and wife.
第三个。他能够成熟独立。
And thirdly, to be able to mature and be independent.
如果我们能够维持这三个条件，要让神来预备夏娃，就不这么困难了。
So if we follow only these three criteria, then it should not be hard for God to find someone for us.
但现在我们就是太多人为的条件。
But today we have set too many of our human criteria.
那太多人为的条件呢、啊，夏娃就出不来啊。
And so if we set too many of our own ideas, then it'll be hard for Eve to appear.
不是神不愿意造，因为你太多条件了、啊。
So it is not because God is not willing, it is because you're not cooperating.
啊，那我们先条件设出来，再不断的一直祷告，等我们再命令神啊。
And so if we set up our own criteria, then we are forcing God or bossing God around.
我的理想才是最好。
That this is my ideal is the best idea.
所以请你照我的理想成全，如果不照我的理想就不够好。那神已经在我们下面了，我们在当神啊。
And so you're forcing God to be the servant and yourself to be God to tell God the kind of spouse you're looking for.
所以如果我们真的尊神为大。
And so if we really respect God in our lives.
神比我们聪明啊。
God is more wise than we are.
神知道明天，神知道五十年以后。
God knows about tomorrow. God knows about what it will be like 50 years from
now. 神知道人的内心。
God knows the hearts of man.
神知道我们需要什么样的太太或先生。
God knows best what we need.
所以这个三个条件把握，其他就交给神。
And so if you hold on to these three criteria, just leave the rest up to God.
夏娃就出来了。
And then Eve will appear.
为什么夏娃出不来？
And why can Eve not appear?
跳太多条件。
Because we have set too many unnecessary criteria.
有时是父母的条件，家庭的条件，有时是孩子自本身的条件。
Sometimes these criteria are from our parents or from our own self-imposed criteria.
所以第一个啊，要结婚的第一条路，神替我们预备。
So the first criteria is to allow God to prepare for us.
现在有很多这样的见证。
And there are many testimonies to this first way of marriage.
这就是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
所以结婚也有神迹啊。
And so marriages can also be a miracle.
不是医病赶鬼才是神迹啊。
Not just healing diseases or casting out demons.
但神迹要有信心啊。
But in order to have a miracle, you must have faith.
通过祷告交托。
Prayer and entrustment to God.
神就会做工。
Then God will work in our lives.
把神排地位抬高。
If you elevate the position of God in your life.
你在一切你的带领我都愿意顺服。
That God, whatever you lead me, I will go.
神就做工了。
Then God will do it for you.
为什么神不做工？
Then why is it that God won't do anything in your life?
抬我自己比神还高。
Because you have elevated yourself above God.
我是命令神替我做什么。
I'm commanding God to do what I want.
那这样你怎么看得到夏娃呢？
Then how can you see Eve?
所以真的要改变的是我们本身要改变。
And so the one that needs to change is we ourselves.
或者我们子女的观念要改变。
Or the ideas of our own children.
那我们就看神在做工。
And then we'll see the work of God.
这是第一个结婚的方法。
First way of getting married.
第二个结婚的方法。
And the second way of getting married according to the Bible.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
29章
Chapter 29
创世纪二十九章
Genesis chapter 29
16节
Verse 16
拉班有两个女儿大的名叫做利亚小的名叫做拉结17节
Verse 17
16-17
Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful.
这里讲哈，拉班有两个女儿，当然就是表示有可以选择了。
So here Laban had two daughters, so that meant there was a choice.
那雅各就逃难逃到拉班的家。
And so after Jacob sought refuge in the household of Laban,
结果他就可以选择了。
Jacob had a choice.
那雅各怎么选呢？
And so Jacob, how did he choose?
18节
Verse 18
雅各爱拉结
Jacob was in love with Rachel
就说我愿意为你的女儿服侍七年
He said, I'll work for you 7 years
所以我们就发现这个雅各怎么结婚
And so how did Jacob get married?
他有他的理想
He had his own ideals
那个拉结这个拉结长得很漂亮
Because Rachel was more beautiful.
所以他就选择这漂亮的。
And so Jacob chose the one that was more beautiful.
那爱的力量是很大的。
Of course, love's power is very great.
所以这个雅各等拉结等几年？等七年。
And so Jacob was able to wait for Rachel for 7 years.
但是因为爱太深了，所以七年好像几天呢。
But because he loved her too much, that 7 years became only a few days.
这是第二个方法。
And this is the second method according to the Bible.
如果我们要结婚。
If today we want to get married,
你可以有自己的理想。
You can have your own deals.
就努力去追求吧。
You can pursue her yourself.
那一定要花代价啊。
But of course you have to sacrifice something.
所以他就七年做苦工了。
And so Jacob sacrificed 7 years of his life.
就这个就第二个方法。
And this is the second method.
那在这个里面呢，没有神啊。
But within this method, there is no God.
这个就是一般世界上人进行的方法。
This method is the worldly method today.
而有的人为什么不能够接受介绍？
And that is why some people cannot accept matchmaking in the church.
因为他接受这个世界的文化，他活在这个文化里面，这个文化里面没有什么介绍的。他在西方的文化。
Because they've been indoctrinated by the worldview, which says everything should be your own, not through matchmaking.
哦，那这个自己去找，这个就是拉结，这个就是创世纪里面有。所以哦，日光没有新事啊。我们现在发生，其实早就以前就发生过了。
So this is not a new method. There's no new things under the sun.
哦，但是我们就发现哦，这个结婚以后也发生一些问题啊。
But we can observe that his marriage with Jacob had problems.
哦，第一个他受骗了。
First of all, he was deceived.
哦，遇到被拉班骗了。
He was deceived by his uncle Laban.
哦，他本来要跟拉结结婚，他一结婚他发现他是利亚。
But when Jacob thought he was marrying Rachel, instead it was Leah.
啊，结果再做七年苦工。
And so he had to serve another 7 years of hard labor.
那一共就14年了。
So he had to serve 14 years altogether.
结果他本来要娶一个太太，变成娶两个太太。
Before he only wanted one spouse, and he became two spouses.
那这个家庭啊，就很多问题。
And then this household had many problems.
因为他们两个虽然姐妹啊，两个也会嫉妒啊，就造成很多问题。
And so even though his two wives were sisters, they were envious and jealous, and so there was a lot of bitter strife in the family.
所以今天呢，我们也可以自己去找。
So today you can also search on your own.
那既然没有神在里面，就我们自己负责。
If God is not in the equation, then you will have to take responsibility for yourself, for your marriage.
所以我们现在的人哦，结婚呢，是赌博。
And so today, when people get married, it's a game of gambling.
没有一个人能够保证结婚能够多久。
You never know how long you're really going to be married for.
这个就是没有神的婚姻。
And this is a marriage without God.
因为没有神就是没有保证。
Because without God, there is no guarantees.
你婚姻也没有基础，只是在我爱你，你爱你，那个爱会改变的。
And that foundation has no foundation whatsoever other than the love you profess for one another, which will not last.
所以这个用自己追求的方法哦，当然也可以成功，但是这个是有危险的。
And so self-pursuit method could have its successes, but it also has its inherent dangers.
哦，这是第二条路。
And this is the second way of marriage.
就我们自己去找，自己去进行，不需要神，也不需要人做媒。
We do it ourselves. We don't need anyone to introduce us.
那我们再来看第三条路。
And let's look at the third method.
就是我们在这里开这个婚戒的目的啊。
And it is for the purpose of having this marriage coordinator seminar here today.
创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
这个创世纪二十四章这个结局非常的圆满。
The conclusion of Genesis 24 was very harmonious.
为什么做很圆满？
Why is it so beautiful?
67节。67,
67. Let's turn to verse 67.
请读。
Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
这里讲哦，雅各娶以撒娶利百加，进入他母亲的帐篷。
Here mentions that Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent of his mother Sarah.
然后母亲离世以后，他才得到安慰。
So he married her, and then he was comforted after his mother's death.
所以这可以看出来啊，婚姻是一种心灵的满足，也是一种肉体的满足。
So we can see that marriage itself is a physical satisfaction as well as a spiritual satisfaction.
而且这是神的带领。
And this is through the guidance of the Lord.
所以他们一路看到神跟他们同在带领，他们也有一种灵的满足，感觉到神跟他们同在。
And so in the whole journey of finding his wife, we found that God was with them, so they were satisfied in their spirit.
所以结婚就是灵魂体三件事情。
And so when you get married, there is the spirit, soul, and body.
这个叫做结婚啊。
And this is to get married.
那为什么我们现在会发现要用婚姻介绍会很难？
Why is it that we find difficulty to introduce marriage partners to people within a church?
首先我们知道结婚有三条路可以走。
We understand now there's three ways to marriage.
那如果这个三条路的分量一样多。
And if the, way,
同样重要的话。
If all three ways are just as important.
那真的在教会里面需要结婚的只有需要介绍的只有三分之一。
And so then it should be that we only have about a third of members that we need to do marriage introductions for.
所以不是每个青年都需要介绍的。
And so it's not every youth that we have to help with marriage introductions.
有的很清楚神就替他安排了。
And some of the youth have clear understanding what God wants them to marry.
所以他婚姻也没有经过什么困难。
And so their marriage proceeds smoothly.
那有的是他自己去追求，他也成功了。
And so some of them pursue on their own, they also found successes in the church.
三分之二都去掉了，真的需要介绍是三分之一。
And so if two-thirds of the church, marriage problems are already resolved, then it's only a third that we need to introduce for.
不是每个都需要介绍。
So not everyone requires matchmaking.
那现在这个三分之一为什么这么难介绍？
But why is it so hard to introduce this one-third?
那如果我们创世纪二十四章，这样把它读一遍。
If we finish reading carefully the whole chapter 24 in Genesis.
这个介绍能够很圆满的有圆满的结果，有五个因素。
There are actually five criteria for a successful introduction.
你少一个因素就不会成。
If you're missing any of the five elements, then you will not have a successful
introduction. 那我们现在婚姻介绍有时候是少一个因素，有时候少两个因素，有的少三个因素，有少四个因素，有的全部都少，那你怎么去介绍？
So sometimes you're missing different criteria out of five, and any of the five, if it's missing, will lead to not a successful introduction.
第一个因素。
And the first criteria.
第一节。
First one.
要有神的祝福。
It must have the blessing of God.
这个是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
没有神的祝福，下面都不要讲了。
If God does not bless your marriage, then there's nothing else to talk about.
所以啊，我们这个婚姻介绍啊，你人再努力，如果神没有祝福，你什么都不要讲。
And so even if we labor and toil in this matter, but unless God blesses this marriage, nothing will come out of it.
这个好像带慕道者一样啊。
And this is the same way as we're bringing truth seekers.
所以也有人引用这个来讲这个布道的道理。
And so some people use this passage to explain evangelism.
十二节。
Verse 12.
亚伯兰老仆人说：“神啊，求你让我遇见好机会。”
It says here that the servant prayed, "God, my master Abraham, give me success today."
就是我们要布道的时候，你不管你多会布道，有时候你发现找不到人可以布道。
And so, for example, if you're evangelizing, you would ask God to give you a good opportunity to be able to evangelize.
那就祷告啊。
So you have to pray.
求神让我遇见好机会。
So that you'll meet a good opportunity.
所以这个人的努力会有成功，是因为神的祝福。
So a person's labors will be successful only if God blesses your work.
所以我们婚姻介绍如果真的成功，你第一件事情感谢神，这是神的恩典。
And so if a introduction results in success, then we want to first praise and thank God.
那神为什么会祝福？
And so why is it that God will bless this marriage?
我们看第一节。
We can look at verse 1:24 verse 1, Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way.
这里说他虽然年纪很老哦，在每一件事情神都赐福给他。
Even though Abraham was old, but the Lord blessed him in everything that he ever did.
那每一件事神都祝福给他，现在亚伯兰最关心就是孩子的婚姻了，所以神也祝福他孩子。
And so the greatest issue that is facing Abraham now was the marriage of his child, and so God also blessed his child.
所以圣经说他是我们福杯满溢，诗篇二十三篇。
So in the Bible, Psalm 23 says that heIt blesses us so that our cup overflows.
什么叫做福杯满溢？
What does it mean, our cup overflows?
那个一个杯子，你水一直倒，它会满出来，还满了整桌子，再倒，满个整房子。
So if you have a cup and you pour in, the water comes out, so it'll flood the whole floor and then the whole house.
但是亚伯兰是一个福杯满溢的人。
And so Abraham was a person that had his cup overflowing.
他的身上充满神的恩典。
His life was filled with the blessings of God.
那神的恩典就临到他的儿子身上。
And so the blessings of God overflowed onto his children.
所以我们在家里面哦，如果父母是一个神恩典充满的人，有时候就神的恩典就因为这样就临到我们的孩子。
And so if today the parents of the household are God-fearing, then God blesses them. That blessing should also overflow unto their children.
所以这个婚姻开始第一件事情就是神赐福亚伯拉。
And so the beginning of this marriage introduction was the fact that God blessed Abraham.
所以我们要寻求做一个神所赐福的人。
And so we want to pursue to be a person that is blessed by the Lord in every way.
那我们的心愿，我们祈求的和神的旨意，神都会听。
And so everything that we ask for or desire in accordance with God's will shall be fulfilled.
缺乏第一节啊，第二、第三一直下去就很难进行了。
Without this very first criteria being met, nothing else matters.
所以这是关键。
And so this is the crux of the matter.
这亚伯拉罕他跟神是朋友，非常亲啊。
Because Abraham was close to God, they were friends.
所以神听他祷告，神赐福给他。
And so God listened to his prayer and God blessed his child.
这是第一个因素。
This is the first reason.
那第二个因素当然是亚伯拉罕本身
了。And so the first one also is about Abraham himself.
我们仔细看哦，亚伯拉罕到底对他孩子结婚有什么条件？
So we can see that Abraham has certain criteria toward his child.
我们仔细看看。
What is this criteria for his marriage?
这个蒙神赐福的人，他在神的面前有主张什么条件？
So for a person like Abraham to be blessed by God, what kind of principles did he lay down for the marriage of his son?
他既然蒙神祝福，一定神祝福他有原因。
There must be a reason why God wanted to bless Abraham.
神祝福他一个原因就是他没有条件。
The reason that God blessed him was because he had no criteria.
如果有条件，这个条件是属灵的。
If he had any criteria, that criteria was spiritually based.
那我们太坚持条件，神就不高兴了。因为换你来当神啊。
If we insist our ways, then God would not be pleased.
亚伯拉没有条件，只有两个原则。
But Abraham had no criteria other than two principles.
我们看哪两个原则。
And what are those two principles?
我们看24节。
Let's look at verse 24. She answered him, I am the daughter of Beth.
24章。
Chapter 24.
第三节
Verse 3 I want you to swear by the Lord, God of heaven and God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites.
第一个原则就是不可以跟迦南女子结婚
The first principle Abraham had was not to marry the Canaanites.
为什么
Why?
这会影响他的信仰
Because this will influence the faith of his child.
因为那个迦南的文化就是拜偶像的文化
Because the culture of the Canaanites was to perform idol worship.
所以亚伯兰这个坚持是基于他对神的信心
And so this principle arose from his faith to God.
所以他希望他的孩子也能够有这样的信心，所以才要坚持这个原则
And so Abraham also wished for his son to also have a strong faith in God, and that's why he had this principle.
那第二个原则呢？
And the second principle?
第五节。
Verse 5. The servant said to him, What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to the land? Should I then take your son back to the country you came from?
那仆人就问他一个问题啦。
And so the servant asked him a question.
如果有一个女子很适合，但是必须将你的儿子带回到你原来的地方，可以吗？
But if we find a very suitable woman, but she's not unwilling to come here, should we bring your son back to that country?
那亚伯兰说不可以啊。
And so the second principle, Abraham said no.
为什么？
Why?
因为神说这一块地才要赐给你跟你的后裔。
Because God promised that this land should be given to you and your offspring.
那个牛奶与蜜之地。
This is a land of flowing with milk and honey.
那个地就是神的国。
That land is the kingdom of God.
就是我们的信仰。
It is our faith.
也就是教会。
It is the church.
这是他的坚持。
And that was his insistence.
不可让我的孩子离开这一块地。
We must not allow our children to leave this land.
因为除了这样两个条件没有了，亚伯兰没有什么限制。
So other than these two principles, there is nothing else that Abraham required.
所以神赐福是有原因的。
And so there is a reason that God blessed Abraham.
神能够真的动工，很清楚的带领，也是有原因的。
And so for God's clear guidance and work in this matter is also because of this.
倒过来讲啊，神没有办法带领，神没有办法赐福，也是有原因的。
And so sometimes if God cannot bless us or cannot guide us in our marriage, it is because of reasons.
所以有时候我们在这个婚戒的进行当中啊，我们要回头用圣经的话来看自己，然后不断调整自己，那么自己调到跟神能够神所适合的、神所喜悦的人，就很好解决了。
And so if our marriage is not proceeding smoothly, we need to examine ourselves to see where the reason lies that God cannot help us.
再来就是当然我们也谈过很多亚伯兰的信心。
Of course, we have discussed at length Abraham's faith.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7. The Lord, the God of heaven, and who brought me out of my father's household, my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, To your offspring I will give you this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there.
那这里讲啊，就是说神必会带领。
And so here it says that God will guide us.
这个是亚伯兰对神的信心。
And this is the faith Abraham had toward God.
我刚刚已经说过，神无所，我已经提过神是无所不能。
We understand that God is all powerful.
那接下去，他对他的老仆人有信心。
And then he also had confidence in his servant.
从二十四章的二节到第八节。
We can see that from verse 2 to verse 8.
亚伯兰对他老仆人有信心。
That he had confidence and entrustment to his chief servant.
那我们再看第八节，二十四章的第八节。
And then we look at chapter 24, verse 8. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there.
我们看亚伯兰顺其自然。
And so,Abraham just let the nature take its course.
就是求神带领，顺其自然。他没有说一定要怎样，一定要那样。
And he just left it up to God. He didn't insist to be this way or that way.
那这样神就很容易做工了。
And this allowed God free hand to do what God needed to do.
这是第二个因素。
And so this is a second reason.
亚伯拉罕他头脑里面对这个儿子的婚姻到底他怎么想，怎么做？
What are the principles that Abraham as a father had toward his child's marriage?
那再看第三个因素。
Let's look at a third element.
就是老仆人的忠心。
It was the faithfulness of the old servant.
我们刚刚读过十二节里面，求神遇见好机会。
We remember the verse that we said the old servant prayed to God to ask for a good opportunity.
那我们仔细看到十四节。
So we can look at verse 14.
说那个女子说：“你拿水给我喝。”她说：“喝就是预定做给仆人以扫的妻子。”
May the person that may please let down your jar that I have a drink. And she says, "Drink, and I'll water your camels too." Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac.
所以她唯一一件事情，她就是很想要明白到底神为我的这个主人的儿子预备什么。他没有什么条件了，他只想知道说神的预备是谁，神的旨意是什么，就这样了，没有其他条件了。
And the servant himself also had no other criteria other than the fact that he wanted to understand clearly the will of God.
就他心里面神最大，所以神就很容易做工了。
Because in the servant's heart, God was also the most important person as well. So he let God do whatever God wishes.
我们仔细看到，如果你从二十四章二十二节开始看。
And then we look from verse 22 forwards.
他带很多的金银。
He brought a lot of silver and gold.
其实亚伯兰也很富有。
We understand that Abraham was quite wealthy.
但是在这个整个过程里面，他都没有提到这些。
We can understand that through this whole transaction, the servant never mentioned about wealth.
这有一个青年他想要结婚，他问我说：“我开这个车子找不到太，是不是找得到太太？”
And so one youth asked me this: that Do you think I can't find a wife because I'm driving this type of car?
我跟他讲，你开这个车子如果人愿意嫁你，那个真的爱你。
And so I said to the youth, If you're driving this beat-up car, whoever is willing to marry you must be the one.
那你为着就要找太太去换新车、名车，真的有一个要嫁你，你就要忧虑了。
So if you change your car, upgrade it to a more expensive car, and then you find someone to marry you, then that may be a problem.
你如果开一部车子只有喇叭不响，其他都会响，要你还愿意嫁给你，感谢神。
And so if you drive a car that is so loud and cranky, then still have someone that's willing to marry you, then that is probably a very good candidate.
所以婚姻呢，不要用外在的条件去吸引。
So we must not regard others based on their appearance.
应该是用神的旨意做依归。
So we must conduct this matter according to God's principles.
其实亚伯兰很有钱的，但是你看整个过程，他根本就没有提这个。
Even though Abraham was so wealthy, none of this was a factor of the successful marriage.
什么是神的旨意？
His most important concern is what is the will of God.
所以他尊重神的带领，好仆人尊重神的带领。
And so the servant let God lead the way.
那再下来利百加。
And let's discuss Rebecca.
为什么利百加到最后啊，会这件婚事会成呢
？Why is it that this marriage could consummate under Rebecca？
有一件小事决定她的一生。
There is a small matter that determined her course of life。
我们看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24。She answered him。
二十三节。
Verse 20。
24章的。19节。
Chapter 24, verse 19. After she had given him drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have finished drinking.
就是说那个女孩子就拿这一瓶水给骆驼喝。
And so we can see that Rebecca drew water for the camels to drink.
这个小事啊。
This small thing.
但这个小事决定她的一命运啊，决定她的一生啊。
This small matter, was, greatly affected her life.
啊，因为前面呢，亚伯兰已经说，如果我跟他要水，他也拿水给我的骆驼喝，那个就是。
Because previously the servant had prayed that if I ask for water and she decides to water my camels too, then that will be the person.
我们知道啊，骆驼喝水是几十加仑啊。
We understand that camels can drink gallons of water at a time.
那这个女孩子啊，她要拿一桶水上来哦，很深，那个水几丈，很深啊。
And so for this young girl to be able to carry so many gallons of water and go in and draw this water for a camel, it is a great feat.
所以她要拿水给骆驼喝到饱，这个很累啊。
So it must be very tiresome to be able to go in and draw this water so many times to feed until the camel is satisfied.
但是她愿意做，就表示这个女孩子有美德。
And so the fact that she was willing to do this, that meant she had some beautiful virtues.
所以她就决定她的一生。
And this determined the course of her life.
有一个弟兄人介绍她一个姐妹。
And so one time there's a brother that was introduced, a sister.
她家人去探听。
And so when the family went to understand this family.
写封信给她说，台湾话说写一个刺，刺脚的刺，说这个姐妹很刺。引起啊。
When they went to find out, they heard that the sister was very fierce.
哦，所以就吹了，就没有成了。
And so this marriage was not consummated.
我照我了解，这个姐妹还单身呢。
And so what I understand is this sister is still single.
如果她像利百加这样就成了。
But if she was as gentle as Rebecca, then this marriage would have been successful.
所以如果弟兄跟姐妹有更多的美德，更体贴，更有属灵的美德哦，每个人都很可爱，就不会跑到外面去找。
And so if all brothers and sisters in our church all have beautiful virtues, then they would, none of you would go out to find other partners.
所以这是利百加的条件。
Outside of church, and so that would be the requirement of Rebecca.
再来是以撒的条件。
And then finally, the fifth factor is the, requisite of Isaac.
以撒一句话都没有讲。
Isaac did not speak any words in this whole thing.
从头到尾一句话都没有讲。
From the beginning to end, he did not utter one word.
为什么？
Why?
因为他对他爸爸有信心。
Because he had complete faith and confidence in his father.
因为他知道他爸爸一个属灵人是对神很亲，有神同在的人。
Because Isaac knew that his father was a friend of God, very close to God.
所以他爸爸在做主，这个有神同在的人，我很放心。
And so Isaac
随便了，你就去做吧。
Completely at ease because he knew his father was beloved by the Lord.
他对神有信心，对父亲有信心。
So he had faith in God and faith in his father.
所以为什么现在做媒这么难？
And why is it that today the matchmaking is so hard?
有时候没有神的祝福。
Sometimes we don't have the blessing of God.
人拼头拼破了没有用。
And even after you bang your head against the wall, you still can't.
有时候父母不像亚伯拉。
Because some parents are not like Abraham.
有时候是做媒的不像老仆人。
And sometimes the matchmaker is not like the old servant.
有时候是姐妹不像利百加。
And some sisters are not like Rebecca.
有时候是以撒不像，不这个弟兄不像以撒。
Or the brother is not like Isaac.
有的是五个都不像，所以很难。
Sometimes all five elements are missing.
所以如果做媒要成功。
So for a matchmaking to be successful,
每一方面都要努力。
Every aspect must be done in diligence.
努力，神迹就发生。
If there is diligence, the miracle shall happen.
唱诗。
Sing him.
226。
Sing him 226.